listening to 2MCE Community Radio in the central west of New South Wales. This is Come All Ye, and I'm Bruce Cameron. Good to have your company for another program of folk music. Today, all the tracks in the program come from albums which were featured albums in the second half of 2022. Most weeks we have a featured album on the program, and in 2022 we had lots of them. So from the second half of 2022, we've got a whole program of individual tracks. First one comes from a group from England that was quite popular in the 2000s, or the what do you call them? The noughties. 2001 to 2007 they were in existence, an English a cappella quartet called the Witches of Elswick. We'll hear from their album Out of Bed, Honey for the Bee, otherwise known as The False Love Won Back. We'll follow that with a track from Tom Paxton.
Dum da 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 dee da da dum, ya da 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 dee da da dum, ya da 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 dee da da dum, ya da 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 dee da da dum, dum da 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 dum, da 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 dum, ya da 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 dum, da 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 dum.
The sun shines on yon high, high hill, and the sun shines on yon dairy, dairy dale. The sun, it never goes down no more on the place where me and my love dwell. And it's when will you be back, bonnie laddie, and it's when will you be back again? When the heather has been nine times burned and the grass is growing green again. For it's our long to bide away, and it's our long away for thee, when the baby that is yet unborn will be here and wanting a name.
Comfort for the comfortless, and honey for the bee. Comfort for the comfortless, but there's none but you for me.
He's mounted up his good black steed and is saddled up to ride. She's kilted up her petticoat green and she runs swiftly by his side. And the first town that they came to, he's bought her the bonniest coat and shoes, and bade her rue, and turn back now and never follow him again.
Comfort for the comfortless, and honey for the bee. Comfort for the comfortless, but there's none but you for me.
And the second town that they came to, he's bought her the bonniest silken gown, and bade her rue and turn back now and never follow him again.
Comfort for the comfortless, and honey for the bee. Comfort for the comfortless, but there's none but you for me.
And the third town that they came to, he's bought her the bonnie's wedding ring, and bade her dry and rosy cheeks, and up and ride away with him. Crying comfort for the comfortless, and honey for the bee. Comfort for the comfortless, but there's none but you for me.
Comfort for the comfortless, honey for the bee. Comfort for the comfortless, but there's none but you for me. And you get a comfort for the comfortless, and honey for the bee.
Comfort for the comfortless, but there's none but you for me.
Da 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 yabba-da-da-dum.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul is turning in your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. You've got reasons aplenty for going, this I know, this I know. For the weeds have been steadily growing, please don't go, please don't go. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. As I lie in my bed in the morning, without you, without you, each song in my breast dies a burning, without you, without you. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. That was the last thing.
Tom Paxton with The Last Thing on My Mind, recorded way back in 1964. He was one of the major figures on the folk revival scene in Greenwich Village back then, and influenced a lot of folk singers in his time. Honey for the Bee was the track that opened the program today, from The Witches of Elswick from England. You might have noticed already after the first two tracks in the program that the featured albums aren't always brand new releases on the program, and particularly in the case of Tom Paxton, a 1964 album, well, it came out on CD a little more recently than 1964, and I hadn't listened to that man's early work for such a long time that I made it the featured album back in July 2022. We're taking tracks from the second half of 2022. You're listening to Come All Ye, that's the program. We'll have a track from an Antrim trio from Northern Ireland. This is a group called True, T-R-U, and the True was a mythological trio of poet musicians in ancient Ulster. This is a Gaelic, not Gaelic, because I suppose it's Irish. Gaelic, although it's Northern Irish, so it could be Gaelic walking song. Gael Isha Gael.
Hoo-dee-dee-oh, hoo-oh-ra-ho-ee-oh-hee-oh. Hoo-dee-dee-oh, hoo-oh-ra-ho-ee-oh-hee-oh. Ghoulish sha gooly ya ho hoo ho ho boodity o hoo ho ho e o he o gula rana nini la ho hoo ho boodity o hoo ho e o he o me torak me traum la ho hoo ho boodity o hoo ho e o he o hanan balik mara Lash got a round the hoo oh hoo hoo oh 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 me down the ho 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 Gully, oh, hoody, 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 oh,
hoody, oh, hoody, oh, hoody, oh, hoody, oh, hoody, oh, hoody, oh, hoody, Bambek Maki Tauma Voga Tauma Eden Be the host, be the host, Faban Gau the Eshen Shi
Thank you.
fyr geistiach rishtiach da hec rius yn fai chi.
Harpist Rachel Hare playing there, and the singer from the Isle of Man, Ruth Keggan, singing a song called Aranin Kadli from an album called Lossan, which was the featured album in July 2022, as was Girl Isha Girl, which was taken from an album called No Fixed Abode by a trio from Antrim in Northern Ireland called True. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we're working through tracks from albums which were featured albums in the second half of 2022. The next one, a long way from the Irish Sea, this is a duo called the Pie Eaters, Alan Musgrove, who's frequently on this program, and Robert Stevens. Alan Musgrove has collected and played Australian traditional music for many years. We'll hear a set of tunes. First one's Jim Ham's Shottish. The Ham Family Band, I think it was from southern Queensland. This particular tune, Jim Ham's Shottish, has lots of titles, but they're generally only the name of the musician who happened to be playing it at the time. We'll say it belonged to Jim Ham, why not? With that, we'll hear The Lamplighter, which was collected from Joe Cashmere, and Charlie Kyle's First Shottish. Charlie Kyle came from a family of fine musicians from the Nulla Creek region, inland from Kempsey and the New South Wales central north, what do you call it? North central coast? Mid-north coast, that's the one. The Pie Eaters, their album, Bonza, it's called. And then we'll hear the Hellbenders. The Hellbenders released, I think, only one recording, and it was a cassette back in 1990, but it turned up on a CD in 2022, and the band included Bruce Molsky. That was the main reason I looked up the Hellbenders, and I wasn't disappointed. We'll hear their version of Train on the Island right after the Pie Eaters.
Thank you.
Set of Australian collected tunes played by Alan Musgrove and Robert Stevens performing as the Pie Eaters. Opening that set, we heard Jim Ham's Schottische, The Lamplighter, and Charlie Kyle's number one Schottische from an album called Bonza. Then the Hellbenders from a 1990 cassette which has turned up on CD in more recent years. We heard Train on the Island, Bruce Mulski featuring in that. It's always interested me, that song. It's a strange sort of idea of a narrative and a separation from the narrator or whatever, the person's own true love. He's got no control over his circumstances, with lines like, I can't hold the wheel. And the fact that it's on an island, I mean, that's sort of isolated and trapped and confined. It's not, I suspect, a real island. Maybe in the mind. It was recorded first long, long time ago by a banjo player from Virginia called J.P. Nesta. I don't know whether he wrote it or he just happened to be the first one to record it. He scuttled back into the Blue Ridge Mountains after recording one session and never emerged again to record. He lived till the 50s or 1950s or 60s, I think, but didn't record anything that's surfaced since that one effort. But Train on the Island is a cracker. Most bluegrass bands play it, and lots of old-time musicians love it as well. And it came from the Hellbenders' self-titled album, which was a featured album on Come All Ye early in August 2022, and all the tracks on today's program come from featured albums from the second half of 2022. So we leave North America now for a couple of tracks from England, first of all. The Mole Catcher is a very old song that's been bowdlerized mostly by collectors of nice musical tunes. Rather risque song originally. There's a lot of implied rhyme to avoid the naughty words in this one. sung by English singer Nick Hart from an album called Nick Hart Sings 8 English Folk Songs. So that's what you get, 8 English Folk Songs. He's subsequently released 2 more albums. I think one called Nick Hart Sings 9 English Folk Songs, and then, sure enough, I think he sang 10 English Folk Songs on the more recent one. So, The Mole Catcher, then Granny's Attic. Rather clever group of musicians. We'll hear Rakes of Kirkby and Will Grimden's Number 2. They're an English trio featuring the Anglo concertina and melodeon player Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne, who's very good. First of all, The Mole Catcher.
In Manchester City, by the sign of the plough, there lived a mole catcher. I can't tell you how. To me, lotalai day, lotalai diddlei, lotalai day. While he's gone out mole catching from morning till night, and there come this young fella for to play with his wife. To me, lotalai day, lotalai diddlei, lotalai day. Well, the old chap being jealous of the very same thing, he's hid in the wash house to watch him come in. To me, Lord, till I day, Lord, till I did lie, Lord, till I day. And as this young fella's crept over the stile, it caused the mole catcher so foxy to smile. To me, Lord, till I day, Lord, till I diddle I, Lord, till I day. He's knocked on the door and these words he did say, oh, where is your husband, good woman, I pray. To me, Lord, till I day, Lord, till I diddle I, Lord, till I day. Oh, he's gone out mole catching, saying he'd have no fear, but little did she know that her husband was near. To me, Lord, till I day, Lord, till I diddle I, Lord, till I day. She's crept up the stairs and she's given him the sign, little knowing that her husband had crept up behind. To me, Lord, till I day, Lord, till I diddle I, Lord, till I day. And whilst this young chap's in the midst of his frolics, the mole catcher caught him right square by the shoulder. To me, Lord, till I day, Lord, till I diddle I, Lord, till I day. Says, I'll make you pay squarely for the ploughing of me ground, and the money it'll cost you no less than £10 to me. Lord, till I day, oh Lord, till I diddle I, Lord, till I day. Very well, says this fella, for the money I don't mind, it'll only work out about tuppence a time. To me, Lord, till I day, Lord, till I diddle I, Lord, till I day. So come all you young fellas and mind what you're at, and don't you get caught in no mole catcher's trap. To me, Lord, till I day, Lord, till I day, till I, Lord, till I day. Thank you.
They're a very polished trio, that lot. They're called Granny's Attic. Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne playing melodeon and Anglo concertina, George Sansom playing guitar, and Lewis Wood playing violin. And the album The Brickfields was the featured album on this very program on 21st of August 2022. We heard The Rakes of Kirkby, which was found in John Offord's publication, Bonnie Cumberland. I don't know how old that is, but that's where they found it. Then with it, they put a composition by Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne called Will Grimden's Number 2. Now, that's a good tune, Will Grimden's Number 2, Granny's Attic. Before that, The Mole Catcher, sung in a very distinctive Norfolk accent by Nick Hart. I used to work with a woman who came from Norfolk. She'd been in Australia for a long time, but she still had a few words that were very distinctively Norfolk, including the colour, B-R-O-W-N, which I would pronounce as brown, but the way she pronounced it was something completely different, and I just can't get my head around it. That's totally irrelevant. I'm sorry, and I apologise to her and anyone else from Norfolk. There you go. Nick Hart from Norfolk singing The Mole Catcher on Come All Ye Today. We'll stay in the UK for the next one. This is the Top Floor Tevers from Glasgow, a female quartet. They're not all from Glasgow, but that's where they're based, or were when they recorded this. Ramblin' Rover, a song written and sung very well by the late Andy M. Stewart. Continue with a very familiar song. I'm not going to introduce it. You can work it out yourself. You'll know it. You'll know it. First, Ramblin' Rover, and then a surprise.
Oh, there's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But gie me a ramblin' rover, fae Orkney dinted Dover. We'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. Stained delight in all creation, and enjoyed a wee sensation where the company it proved kind, and when parting was no pleasure, I've drunk another measure. Tay the get friends that we treasure, for the hobbies are in their minds. There's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, fae Orkney dinted Dover. We'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. Employment, their ambition was this deployment from the minute they left the school. And they save and scrape and ponder while their heads go out and squander, see the world and rove and wander, and are happier as a rule. There's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, fae Orkney dinted Dover. We'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. Your bowels have got colitis, you've got galloping bronchitis, and you're thinking it's time you died. If you've been a man of action, where you're lying there in traction, you may gain some satisfaction, thinking Jesus at least I tried. There's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But keep me a ramblin' rover, fae Orkney dinted Dover. We'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. Oh, there's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, fae Orkney down to Dover. We'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world.
That song, of course, The Wait, was recorded by Mavis Staples with Levon Helm in 2011. Levon Helm passed away in 2012. He, of course, was a member of the band who recorded The Wait a long time ago, but the album called Carry Me Home from Mavis Staples and Levon Helm was the featured album on this program in September 2022. I'm not sure when it was released, but it turned up here in 2022, so it was the featured album then. Mavis Staples and Levon Helm were old friends and recorded that album together, pretty much knowing that Levon wouldn't be around for that much longer. Robbie Robertson wrote the song. He reckons, well, who knows, but he reckons it was inspired by the movies of Luis Buñuel, the Spanish filmmaker, because he was rather into surreal imagery and that sort of stuff. A lot of the characters in the song are based on real people that members of the band knew. So, there you go, The Wait. And before that, Ramblin' Rover from the Top Floor Tavers and their album, A Delicate Game. You're listening to Come All Ye, and we're progressing through the second half of 2022 in terms of featured albums.
Thank you.
back to Ireland for that set of tunes. Lewis Quinns and Spellin' the Fiddler from a group called the Truckley Howl. As soon as I saw the name of that band, I thought, right, I've no idea what that means. I must have that album. And sure enough, it's very nice. And I will tell you, first of all, who was in the group. Mairead Hurley from Ballymote, County Sligo. She started playing whistle and flute, then took up concertina, and just got better and better. John Blake, a flute player, guitarist and pianist. And we've heard him, I guess, most recently on this program on a regular basis. He's a member of the group Charter. He's recorded with lots of other people like John Carty and Paddy Glacken and Noel Hill, and the list goes on. And rounding out the trio, Nathan Gourley, a very good fiddle player. And I should tell you about the Truckley Howl, the term. It's a quote from Seamus Ennis, which is as follows, but not with Seamus Ennis's accent, you'll be pleased to know. He said, "You know, there's an awful lot to be said about this Irish traditional folk music and folklore, because, first of all, you have to learn it, and first you must learn the talk, and then you must learn the grip, and after that, you must learn the Truckley Howl, and then you have the whole lot, only just to keep on practicing it." Well, I'm really no better off. It's a nice outfit anyway, that group. We heard Lewis Quinns and Spellin' the Fiddler. We'll hear now a rather different style of instrumental. This is a set of strathspeys and reels from Breege Campbell, Ross Ainsley and Stephen Burns. I think they're still going. Anyway, it was a featured album in September 2022. The album is called LAS, Lass. So two Scottish small pipes and Stephen Burns playing guitar, strathspeys and reels. Thank you. yet another instrumental featured album and yet another trio, Brij Campbell, Ross Ainslie and Stephen Burns. The first two playing small pipes and Stephen Burns playing guitar. We heard the Rothy Mercus Rant, Munlochy Bridge, Lord MacDonald's and Mary Ann MacIsaac's. All traditional tunes. Strathspeys and Reels joining the program. I did tell you at the beginning of the set that it would be rather different from the preceding Irish track, and I think you'd have to agree. And because I must have been in a mighty instrumental mood back in 2022, the next featured album was also mostly instrumental. It was from Alistair Anderson and Northlands. There are some songs, I think, on the album, but I was pretty much interested in the instrumental tracks. Alistair Anderson plays English concertina and Northumbrian small pipes. Now, he was a member of the High Level Ranters a long time ago, back in the 1960s, I think he joined that group. But in October 2022, this album, self-titled Alistair Anderson and Northlands, was the featured album on Come All Ye. So we'll hear Paddy Whack, and then, finally, another song at last.
Come all you good people, I'll sing you a song. I'll tell you the truth, I know I ain't wrong. It's from father to mother, from sister to brother. They've gotten the fashion of cheating each other, and it's hard times.
Since cheating has got so much into fashion, I'm afraid it'll spread all over the nation, and it's hard times.
Here's the old baker bakes all the bread we eat. Likewise, the old butcher by selling his meat.
They'll tip up the steelyards and make them weigh down,
and swear it's good weight if it lacks 10 pound, and it's hard times.
Since cheating has got so much into fashion, I'm afraid it'll spread all over the nation, and it's hard times.
Here's the proud banker with keys to his vault.
I swear to you all, he's worse by tenfold. He'll hand you 1,000 and call it a loan.
But then soon enough he'll take all that you own, and it's hard times. Here comes the senator with a tie and a smile. He'll pledge and he'll promise and swear it's no guile. He'll go to the Capitol and say he's your friend.
Then he'll line his silk pockets and leave you again, and it's hard times.
Since cheating has got so much into fashion, I'm afraid it'll spread all over the nation, and it's hard times. The Lord of Industry owns the whole lot. He's got nothing to fear, 'cause the senator he's bought. He's fixing the vote and he's rigging the game, but he points to your neighbor when you ask who's to blame. Since cheating's the way of the big corporation, by now it's spread all over the nation, and it's hard times.
Now I've concluded, I've finished my song. I've told you the truth, and I know I'm wrong.
The butcher may cheat you, the banker ain't fair.
But the problem is really the billionaire, and it's hard times.
I think that group comes from Boston. They're called Windborne. We heard the song of Hard Times. Unusual timing to that one. Very melodic. And four-part jaw harp accompaniment. There's four members of the group, and they all play jaw harp, among other things. The song was uncovered in an old field recording in the Library of Congress. And the song details all the ways people are doing each other wrong. And the group Windborne threw in a few extra verses to trace those lines of power a little further back to their source. Lauren Brunig, Jeremy Carter Gordon, Lynn Rowan and Will Rowan. All very good singers and mostly unaccompanied stuff, but there's a little bit of banjo in there and a lot of jaw harp. That was a featured album on the program in October 2022 from that fine group. And before that, a set of tunes from Alistair Anderson and Northlands. Northlands made up of much younger musicians, and Alistair Anderson pretty much mentoring what they're doing in the northeast of England. The tunes we heard were Paddy Whack, Coffee Bridge, and The Spirit of Whiskey. And you're listening to Come All Ye. If you want to listen again to the program, or indeed any of the programs going back several years, you can find listen on demand programs via the 2MCE website, which is 2mce.org, or you can go to comeallye.com, and that'll take you to the playlists of all the programs going back to 1998, as well as if you click in another couple of different places, it'll take you to that same list of listen on demand programs. So if you are interested in hearing the programs again, please do. Right now we're going through songs from albums that were featured albums in the second half of 2022. Most programs feature an album where we take four or five tracks, give you a bit of a feeling of what the particular artist or band is up to, but no featured album today. There's lots of featured albums instead. Next one, a tune called Brother Gilders and another tune called Green Garters. Aidan Coffey from a good album called The Corner House Set. And if you've heard of the name Aidan Coffey before in a context other than the featured album on the 23rd of October 2022, it might be because you remember him as a member of Da Dannon many years ago. Because on this album, I think he's enlisted the aid of Frankie Gavin, Alec Finn, and Colin Murphy, all with Da Dannon pedigrees. And then we'll have a song from Happy Traum. Happy Traum, good singer guitarist, and his album called There's a Bright Side Somewhere was featured album at the end of October 2022. This is not one of his own compositions. This is called In the Wee Midnight Hour, and he learned it via Blind Willie McTell. So it's been around possibly since before the 1920s. So Brother Gilders and Green Garters, first of all. Then we'll hear from Happy Traum. Thank you.
about the break of day, of day, of day. It was in the wee midnight hour, long about the break of day, of day, of day. Say it's when the blues creep down on you and carry your mind away, away, away. Have your mind been rambling back to days of long ago, ago, ago? Have your mind been rambling back to days of long ago, ago, ago? Back to the one that you love,
picking. That's Happy Traum playing guitar and singing In the Wee Midnight Hour, a song probably originally from Blind Willie McTell, but maybe earlier than him. Aidan Coffey before Happy Traum, Aidan Coffey with Brother Gilders and Green Garters from an album called The Corner House Set, Happy Traum's album. There's a Bright Side Somewhere. Brought us to the end of October 2022 in terms of featured albums. We're working our way through the 2022 second half featured albums on the program today. We'll leave the almost languid sound of Happy Traum for something rather different from Michael Hanley and Mihal O'Donnell from an album out of 1974, a classic of Irish music.
Urstingo, follow me, Urstingo, fit me, Urstingo, let you know all of I had a notice and all good. I could get hit easy, and in the bow, and the bow, and in the bow, and the bow, and in the bow, and the bow, and bow, and of a fellow, all the yelling, and bow, and the bow, and in the bow, and the bow, and in the bow, and the bow, and bow, and of a fellow. Fade in fetter full of man and vain in fetter fall of man and low and unbuckle the mad of vain and cresser and hiding. The madic net did he go to yell in the bow and the bow and Ellen and bow and the bow and Ellen and bow and the bow and bow and never come the alley yelling and bow and the bow and Ellen and bow and the bow Ellen and bow and the bow and bow and never come the alley after she got in the show after she got in the show after she got in the show vain and cresser and hiding. The madic net did he go yelling and bow and the bow and Ellen and bow and the bow and Ellen and bow and after she got in the show, after she got in the show, after she got in the show, very me cresser and hiding the marak nitinigo, yelling and bow and bow and ellen and bow and bow and ellen and bow 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 and ellen and bow and bow and bow and bow and bow and Orsting all, follow me, Orsting all, follow me, Orsting all, let's an all. Have I had an artist and all got a hideous yelling and bow and bow and Ellen and bow and bow and Ellen and bow 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 and Ellen and bow and bow and Ellen and bow and bow and bow and bow and bow and
Mom!
attractive voice of Megan Henderson from the group Braybach. A song called Between the Bridges, or Either on the Vray. That group, Braybach, are very committed to conservation and protection of the Scottish natural environment. Their album, which was the featured album in November 2022, was called FAS, F-A-S, which means growth or developing or sprouting. That particular song, Either on the Vray, celebrates the natural diversity and significance of the Craig McGee, McGee's Rock, National Nature Reserve in Lough Arbour. So good on them, I say, good on them. Before that, oh yes, here we go with another Gaelic title, although not so difficult this one. It's been around a long time, this song, Bhán Aba Fhanaiúla, Michael Hanley and Micheál O'Donnell, from a classic album from 1974, which came out on CD, and I grabbed a copy just for you. Micheál O'Donnell and Michael Hanley, have been involved in lots of bands. I won't trouble you with all the details. We'll have a listen now to Keswick Bonnie Lasses. This is by a group called the Gilchrist Collective, based around Peter and Barbara Snape and Brian Peters, who sing songs and play tunes collected by Anne Gilchrist, who was a collector of these things in early 20th century northwest England and Sussex. And this was unusual because many of the other collectors didn't go to the parts of England where she did, because, well, I don't know, she was there already, I suppose. But here's an example of it, Keswick Bonnie Lasses, from the Gilchrist Collective and the album Most Truly Yours. And then another English singer who spent some time in Australia a while ago. This is his comment on Brexit when the UK left Europe behind. Ha ha. He wrote a song called An Island Again. And we'll hear that right after the Gilchrist Collective. Thank you.
The morning after the night before, the unsettling sound of a closing door. 44 years we shared this place, yet a nose is cut to spider face. Throughout it all, a loud refrain, taking control of the island again. The people spoke, but in different ways, like a rerun of the 1640s, say. When brother fought brother, father railed against son, at the end of it all, a future one. How this will end is not at all plain, uncertain times on the island again. Newspaper talk rouse the fear of prosperity seeking thousands here. 'Twas ever thus, lives improved, always a surefire incentive to move. To the willing hands of the hotel chains, a defiant shout, an island again. Store shelves are full of the produce these folk bent double pull up from the ground for minor manours in the gangmaster's bay in this climate of ours. Bountiful times may be hard to maintain when the shutters come down on the island again. Darkening skies, trouble portends, no time to distance allies and friends. As the bear in the east lifts his nose to the breeze, sends division, dissent, nations ill at ease. Eyes, territories lost, ripe to reclaim, and savors the song, an island again.
That song was called An Island Again, written and sung by Jerry Hallam following the vote on Brexit in the UK. I get a strong impression that Jerry Hallam voted against Brexit from that song. That little EP called Limited Edition was our featured album on the 27th of November 2022, and that's what we're doing today. We're playing tracks from albums that were featured in the second half of 2022. Before Jerry Hallam, we heard from the Gilchrist Collective, another bunch of good English musicians, Peter and Barbara Snape and Brian Peters. Keswick Bonnie Lasses was the offering from the album Most Truly Yours. Okay, now an English-Norwegian group called Doggerland joins the program next. Featured album 4th of December 2022. They became another group called Fat Dog. That name came out of two different groupings of musicians cobbled together, ending up with the name Fat Dog. Anyway, Doggerland, this one, and the album No Sadness of Farewell. This is Clear the Track and the Doggerland Reel.
Oh, the smartest packet the day you'll find, evil way, but you must stand. The old wild cat of the smaller tail line, poor clear the track, let the bull giant run. To make you a jig, a jaunting car, evil way, boys, you must stand. Lazily hold on my knee, poor clear the track, let the bull giant run. We're outward bound for New York town, evil way, boys, you must stand. Bowery girls will waltz around, more clear the track, let the bull giant run. The magic a deck, a jaunting car, heave away, boys, you must stand. Lazily on my knee, more clear the track, let the bull giant run. Oh, lazily will you be mine, heave away, boys, you must stand. I'll dress you up in silks of fine, all clear the track, let the bull giant run. To magic a jig, a jaunting car, heave away, boys, you must stand. Lazily all on my knee, all clear the track, let the bull giant run. Liverpool town, heave away, boys, you must stand. Stand your whiskies all around, more clear the track, let the bull giant run. The major gajay, a jaunting car, and heave away, boys, you must stand. Lazily all on my knee, more clear the track, let the bull giant run.
Richard Burgess singing Clear the Track and Let the Bull Giant Run. And then they added to that the Doggerland Reel, English-Norwegian group, Doggerland. And Doggerland was the name of an area now well and truly underwater, under the North Sea, but it was not always under the North Sea. It was land joining the UK to Europe. Fancy that. What a novel idea. I wonder if Jerry Hallam would write a song about that. The island of United Kingdom joining with Europe. Oh well, he can ponder that. Clear the Track and Doggerland Reel from an album called No Sadness of Farewell. Featured album from the 4th of December 2022. we're just about at the end of the year. We're already up to December. So I put this to you. What do you know about cholera and John Snow? No, not the English fast bowler from the 1970s. John Snow, the father of epidemiology. Think of the importance of evidence-based science. Cholera was a major global scourge in the 19th century. There were epidemics all over Europe, mostly in cities. John Snow was in London, and he was a bit concerned about these epidemics that kept cropping up. So what he did, he was investigating an epidemic in the Soho area of London, and he came up with the conclusion that contaminated water from a public water pump in Broad Street was the source of the disease. And he made a map, worked out where it was coming from. He was rather important. He studied cholera in London homes that were receiving water from two different water supplies, or two different water systems anyway. One was from the portion of the Thames River that was contaminated by sewage. That doesn't sound promising, does it? And the other drew its water upstream from an uncontaminated part of the river. So he was actually able to prove that rates of infection among clients of the two distribution systems were very different. Why do I tell you this? Well, because Bruce Watson from Melbourne wrote a song about John Snow and the map that changed the world.
The year was 1854, and all through London town, the evil scourge of cholera was spreading all around. Soho was the centre, and with the outbreak at its peak, in that neighbourhood alone, 500 died within a week. No one knew the cause, no reason could be found. They thought it was miasma that was rising from the ground. John Snow was a doctor with a passion for the truth. For years he'd had a theory, but he couldn't find the proof. So he went down to Soho, determined to discover the facts behind this outbreak that caused so many there to suffer. He examined every case where people lived and what they did. And then he drew a map, and the answer was revealed. There was a cluster round the Broad Street pump, you could see it on his map. Everyone who died had taken water from his tap. He left no stone unturned, he knocked on every door, confirming that contaminated water was the cause. Immediately he knew just what should be done, so he got the local council to take the handle. Off a tap, the outbreak stopped right in its tracks. But ignorance persisted, and the handle was put back. It took many years till what he'd done was truly understood, and clean water could be guaranteed to London's neighbourhoods. And cholera is now gone from the whole developed world, but elsewhere we must wait until poverty is destroyed. Snow for and his map that changed the world. The father of epidemiology, his story must be told. We must remember how he fought for the truth to be heard, cause for many old beliefs and not the facts are preferred. And when you think about civilized problems, be it health or climate change. If you think you know more than the experts, think again.
Padura, padura, žvirbli saloti, oktan, tadara, oktem, tedarem, oktica, tedareca, pom, suparuša, suparuša.
Visus paukštelius, oktan, tadara, oktem, tedarem, oktica, tedareca, pom.
Tai kad tai nepaprošė
vienos palados, ok tam tadaram, ok tim tidarim, ok tica tidarica, pum.
Atajo palada
ir neprašyta, ok tam tadaram, ok tim tidarim, ok tica tidarica, pum.
Užsėdo palada,
už stalo galą, oktam tadaram, oktem tidarim, oktica tidarica, pom.
Nukondo palada,
pyrago galą, oktam tadaram, oktem tidarim, oktica tidarica, pom.
Išvedė žvirblenis
palada šokti, oktam tadaram, oktim tidarim, oktica tidarica, bom.
Numynė žvirblenis
palada koja, oktam tadaram, oktim tidarim, oktica tidarica, bom, bom.
That's from a Lithuanian choir called the Lost Clog. They come from Melbourne, as does Bruce Watson, who gave us John Snow and the map that changed the world. We'd better finish 2022 with a Christmas song. This one's from Stan Rogers, and it's called First Christmas. Thanks for listening to Come All Ye today. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now.
This day a year ago, he was rolling in the snow with a younger brother in his father's yard. Christmas break and time for touching home, the heart of all he'd known, and leaving was so hard. 3,000 miles away, now he's working Christmas Day, making double time for the minding of the store. Well, he always said he'd make it on his own, spending Christmas Eve alone. First Christmas away from home. She's standing by the train station, panhandling for change. $4 more buys a decent meal and a room. Looks like the Sally Ann place after all, crowded sleeping hall that echoes like a tomb. But it's warm and clean and free, and there are worse places to be, and at least it means no beating from her dad. And if she cries because it's Christmas Day, she hopes that it won't show. First Christmas away from home. In the apartment stands a tree, and it looks so small and bare, not like it was meant to be. A golden angel on the top, it's not that same old silver star you wanted for your own first Christmas away. Well, in the morning, they get prayers, then it's crafts and tea downstairs, then another meal back in his little room, hoping maybe that the boys will think to phone before the day is gone. Well, it's best they do it soon. When the old girl passed away, he fell apart more every day. Each had always kept the other pretty well. But the kids all said the nursing home was best, 'cause he couldn't live alone. First Christmas away. Common room, they've got the biggest tree, and it's huge and it's cold and lifeless, not like it ought to be. In the lit up flashing Santa Claus on top, it's not that same old silver star you once made for your own
You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts